hopefully we've all seen at least part of the Sergio Viola and the Scavero. I want to speak tonight about the, in my view, the very important dispute between the Ramban and the Rimigash about whether the prohibitions of Yari Lomdus, where they apply, put aside all the complications for a moment about when the prohibitions apply, when they don't apply. Whatever case the prohibition should normally apply, does it still apply if we deem that by allowing the competitor to enter, there will be a benefit to the public, to the consuming public? So this is a basic machlokes between the Ramban and the Rimigash. The Rimigash says that no, that we do not institute the prohibitions against competition where the consumers would stand to benefit. The Rimigash says, Mistavrilan, Hanimili Hecha Delekab Seydelalokim, these Isurim only apply when there is no loss to the consumer. He says, but when there is, he says, to make a takana to benefit the incumbent sellers at the expense of the interest of the consumer, leslan reshusa, and that it is permitted where there will be a benefit to the consumer. Note that the Rimigash seems to justify his argument with the idea that the prohibition in the first place is a takana's chazal, and they didn't want to do that at the expense of the consumer. We'll return to that point a little bit later. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban has some detailed and careful arguments against the Rimigash, but the Ramban, at the end of the day, disagrees. He says, Lo mechaver gabon, I don't accept Rimigash's position. He goes on, and one of his primary arguments is the reductio ad absurdum. He says, if the Rimigash is correct that any time there's benefit to the consumer, then all bets are off, there's no prohibition, he says, then there should never be a prohibition. La'olam lo yakev, efshir shel yuzal ashar kishyeshem harbe bnei omnus. Competition is always good for the consumer, he says. And still, Chazal obviously felt that they still needed to prohibit in certain cases. So obviously, the Ramban says, via reductio ad absurdum, we cannot say that benefit to the consumer overrides Chazal prohibitions, and therefore it applies even if the consumer stands to benefit. Now, there is a basic dispute among the poskim as to how to understand these two positions of the Ramban and the Rimigash. The Nimuki Yosef, when he brings the Rimigash and the Ramban, he brings the Rimigash, then he says he feels the Rimigash is limited to Zol Gadol, to where there will be a great benefit, a significant benefit to the consumer, but Lahozel Ma'at, marginal benefits around the edges, the Rimigash was never not talking about that. And then he brings the Ramban's argument, because if it would be, then we'd throw out the whole Takan of Chazal. And then he says, L'chein Da'as Ramban. So he kind of merges the Rimigash and the Ramban together and says that they're two different positions, but they coexist harmoniously. The Rimigash is talking about when there's great benefit, that's when it's allowed. The Ramban is talking about when there's marginal benefit, that's when it's not allowed. And there's no machlokas. Obviously, that's hard to accept because the Ramban himself very clearly thought there was a machlokas. The Ramban said, Lo mechaver gabon. He spent a while refuting the position of the Rimigash. He clearly thought there was something about which he disagreed. Beis Yosef makes this point. He says he doesn't understand the Muki Yosef. The Ramban clearly thought he was disagreeing with the Rimigash. And Beis Yosef's conclusion is, Bein Mosli Purta, Bein Mosli Tuva, whether we're talking about minor benefit, whether we're talking about major benefit, in any case, in both cases, the Ramban is stringent, and in both cases, the Rimigash is lenient. So the Machlokas is, as we say, Mikotze El Kotze. The Rimigash says, no matter how small the benefit is, according to the Beis Yosef, it's always okay. The Ramban says, no matter how great the benefit is, it's always not okay. He disagrees with the Muki Yosef. The Lechem Rav, Rabbi Avram Di Boton, better known for his Lechem Mishnah on the Rambam, but in Chosh Mishpat, he's probably better known for his Tshuvas. Lechem Rav defends the Nemuki Yosef. He says that the Nemuki Yosef is correct, is at least a reasonable interpretation of the positions of Rimigash and Ramban. He says, yes, even though it's true that if we accept the Nemuki Yosef's understanding of the Rimigash, the Ramban would never have given him a hard time, because the Ramban also would agree that for a great benefit, it should be allowed. He says the Ramban did not understand the Rimigash that way. The Ramban thought the Rimigash was talking about across the board, it's always mutter. That, the Ramban said, that cannot be, because if any benefit to the consumer is sufficient to waive the rules, then the rules will never exist. But had the Ramban accepted that the Rimigash only meant to be lenient in the case of great benefit, then he would have conceded the point, and he never would have disagreed. So at this point, we basically have three ways to understand the respective positions of the Rimigash and the Ramban. We have Beis Yosef's way, which is that they disagree in the case of minor benefit, they disagree in the case of major benefit, the Rumigash is always lenient, the Ramban is always stringent. We have the Nuki Yosef's way, as explained by the Lechem Rav, that the Rumigash was only talking about major benefit, the Ramban was only talking about minor benefit, and there's no disagreement. And then we have what the Ramban apparently thought was the Rumigash's position and his respective disagreement, that Ramban understood that by major benefit, we all agree that it's fine. By minor benefit, that's where we disagree. Just one or two qualifications, interesting approaches the poskim took to this machlokes before we move on to the question of how we paskin. Interesting tshuva of the Shaul Meshev. He was talking about a case where there were multiple players in some industry. Some of them were licensed and paid appropriate taxes. Some of them were operating on the black market without licenses, without taxes, and their costs were lower, so they could afford to price the item lower. Liquor, other commodities. So the people who were legal, who were paying the proper licensing and taxes, said, this is not fair. This is not a level playing field because you are able to charge less because you're not paying taxes, you're not paying licensing fees. There were other issues in the tshuva. It's a complicated tshuva, and I don't fully understand it. But this point, the Shaul Meshev says, is a convincing argument. The incumbents have the right to say, you're not allowed to undercut us pricing in your pricing because of your unfair advantage and that you're not paying the taxes. Now, at the end of the tshuva, he says, but what about the Rumigash? The Rumigash says that any time there's a benefit for the consumer, that itself is a reason to be makel. He says, no. He says, the Rumigash is talking about where they're all playing up under the same rules and they're all following the same business model, just because of my efficiencies or my willingness to take a lower margin, that's what the Rumigash says, that's great. If you can do that, great, benefit for the consumer, go for it. But if your ability to lower the price is